Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, would you open the eyes of our hearts so that we might behold and become like your Son, Jesus, through the power of your Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So kids, I want you to listen to this question, all of us here in the room. Listen, but I don't want you to answer it out loud, okay? Just think about it inside. Try not to give any facial or body language cues in response to this question. But I want to ask you this. Did you get what you wanted? I actually just saw a thumbs down from one of my family members. Christmas time. Lots of expectations coming up into this time of year. Lots of hope, lots of anticipation. And there's always that moment where you can fall on either side of the fence, right? That moment when on Christmas morning you get the package, and maybe this was you a few days ago. Maybe this was you 40 years ago. Maybe, who knows? But when you tear open the package and you're elated because that thing that you had set your hope on, the thing that you had made very, very clear with no sort of subtlety whatsoever to your parents that that's exactly what you wanted, showed up on Christmas morning. And you're thrilled, and your hopes have been met, and your expectations have been exceeded, perhaps. And you got what you wanted. Well, that's probably some of us here now, coming off the tail of Christmas, as we're in the middle of Christmas season, just satisfied and enjoying the things that we've received, and that we got what we wanted. In reality, though, for some of us, and perhaps this was you, perhaps this was your child on Christmas morning, and you feel like, how could they not have understood what I wanted? How did they not hear what I said? How did they not pick up the cues? I got out the brochure, I circled it, I sent them the Amazon link, and still, I didn't get what I wanted. And maybe you felt like that as a child. Maybe you're a child in this place this morning, and that's been your experience over the last week. But that Christmas brought not the fulfillment of hope and expectation, but something of a disappointment. And I think there are various reasons that we can both be satisfied and elated in Christmas season, and yet in this day and in this season, have a measure of disappointment. And in reality, I think there's a very significant reason why you and I might find a measure of disappointment in the Christmas season. And one of those reasons is that we put our hope in the wrong things. I find myself struggling with this. I found myself struggling with this when I was a child. And now as a parent, I find myself trying to walk my kids through this. It's when the thing becomes the ideal of our hearts. I remember distinctly one year. I had a brother growing up. And we were so into Star Wars. And the toys were out, and my brother had communicated he wanted this toy, and I had communicated I wanted this toy, and we were looking forward to it, and we opened packages, and my mom's here, so I've forgiven her for this. We opened packages, and somehow in the fray, it ended up that my brother got both items. And I've been dealing with the bitterness for 30 years now. But I had put my hope in the wrong thing. I remember just being in tears on Christmas morning because he got the thing I wanted. Oh. And we put our hope in the wrong things. And we set our ideals, the ideals of our hearts and things that we're not meant to fully satisfy, the deepest longings of humanity, the things that will fade, that will pass away. And let's be honest, all of us have already felt a measure of that from the things that we received Christmas Day almost a week ago, right? The wrong size, the wrong color, didn't come with the batteries, the part was missing, it's already broken. I've already, yesterday, two Christmas toys in my house broken already. Ugh. These things, they will fail our hearts over and over and over again if we set our hope on them. And as I think about this Christmas story, as we just heard told, the anticipation, the preparation, and the longing for this great moment, this Christmas time, I began to ask myself, you know, for those who were present, for the shepherds and for the wise men and for those who had heard about the coming of the Messiah, in fact, Mary and Joseph themselves, was there any measure of disappointment in their hearts? And, you know, we don't want to read too much into to Christmas. We don't want to speculate too much. But, you know, I can't help but to think that when the shepherds showed up and they saw the baby and they went away, all of a sudden this incredible message they had received, this incredible experience they had, got confronted with the fact that they had sheep to deal with again. And the regular stuff of life, the day in and the day out of being a shepherd, came back around Monday morning. Right? And for the wise men, the Magi, when they made their visit and made the presentation before the Lord, they actually had probably to return home. And we know it was a lengthy journey, and this will get covered. This passage of scripture gets covered here in just a few days. But life sort of returned to normal. You know, Mary and Joseph, they had been given this great promise of this child that was going to come to them. And we know about babies, they're very demanding. Right? They need to be fed. They need to be changed. They need to be comforted. They need to be protected. And this is hard work. And so they were faced with the reality of being young parents. And so I wonder, is there room for disappointment with Christmas? And I think, again, two things. If we set our hope on the wrong things, if we place the ideals of our hearts on something that was not meant to last, that was not meant to satisfy the deepest longings of our hearts, then I think we can all agree that, yes, there will be a measure of disappointment on Christmas. And I think this morning we need to ask ourselves, tracking back, not just the last week, but over the last year, or the last 5 years, or the last 30 years, has there been disappointment in our lives because we've put our hope in something that was not meant to satisfy? Have we set our heart's desire on something temporal, on something material, on something fleeting? Have we depended on another human being to be God for us and have been disappointed by their inability to do so over and over and over again? And if we set our hearts on the wrong things, we will inevitably be disappointed. And I hope and I trust this morning that the Lord is at work in our hearts, redirecting the hope of our hearts onto what was meant to satisfy, what was meant to bring satisfaction, namely Himself. But I think there's another kind of disappointment, another type of disappointment that is inevitable in this lifetime. Even when our hearts are set on the right things, our eyes are fixed on God, there is a disappointment with life that is inescapable, and it's because we live in the now but not yet. The now but not yet. And so for some of us, Christmas time is a reminder of how we've experienced the brokenness of life. Things that have happened in our past and relationships that were very important to us that were outside of our control. And now we're living with the scars from that over and over again at Christmas time as a reminder of that. There's some of us even here now, and there are people in our community even now that this very Christmas has brought about great disappointment outside of our control. Not because our hearts have been set on the wrong thing, but because the brokenness of the world is unavoidable. And even then, in the midst of that, we can cling to the promises. These were the promises that were offered. Think of what the angel told Mary. That she would have a child. His name would be called Jesus. He would be great and be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God would give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever and ever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. That was the promise that Mary had to cling to as she was tending to the needs of this helpless child. When the angels came to the shepherds, this promise was made to them. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. A Savior. Think about that as a shepherd, that you're promised this experience with this human being that has entered into this world, who you could hang every hope on this person. And yet, they had to go back and continue dealing with life as being a shepherd. And so the promises that were made surrounding the birth of Jesus didn't necessarily mean that there would be an end to all disappointment right then and there. And for us, I think it's important to remember that in this Christmas season, what we have been given in the incarnation, Christ having come to earth in us, is not an end to disappointment here and now, but the presence of the one who could carry our hope in the midst of them. And think of what was said about the shepherds after they had seen Jesus in the manger. And the shepherds, this is Luke chapter 2, verse 20, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. They didn't get to see the fulfillment of the promise as we know it. It was going to be 3 decades before Jesus was going to begin to step in the full of his saviorship, I can make that word up, his being the Messiah. And even then, after having lived this life where he performed miracles, he continued to disappoint the expectations of people who wanted to put a crown on his head and a sword in his head, and then he had the audacity to go and die. And so God's people were left wondering, well, where is the hope in that? But we know now from where we stand looking back that truly the fulfillment of the story was when Christ would come up out of the grave again, the risen and reigning King over all things, and the Redeemer completely and wholly of God's people. And he now sits enthroned in the heavens, ruling over all things, and one day he will return to complete the redemption of the universe. And so it's in that, in this Christmas season, we know there is our hope. So for us this morning, are we hoping in the wrong things? Do you still find yourself, even after Christmas, thinking, man, when's the next thing going to come? When's the next gift? When's the next toy? When's the next opportunity? Do you find yourself hoping in something that was not meant to satisfy? Or do you find yourself hoping in what is to come? In the risen King Jesus, who has promised to be here with us and is with us now by the power of his Spirit, who will be with you in the midst of whatever this broken life will bring your way. Do you hope in him? As Paul was wrestling with this thing in one of his letters to the Corinthian church, he says in 2 Corinthians, beginning in verse 16 of chapter 4, "So we do not lose heart. For though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this light and momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." Yesterday, my 4-year-old daughter said, I love this, she said, "Daddy, I can't wait for the next Christmas." I'm like, 6 days and we're there again. You know, the kids are already marking down the calendars. 359 more days to go, whatever it is. I can't wait for the next Christmas. But is that not how our hearts should be? God, we can't wait. We can't wait for the next Christmas. We can't wait for the reminder again that Christ has come for us, that he's entered into our world, taken on himself our brokenness and our shame, bore them on the cross as our Savior, our sin bearer, and now is our ruling and reigning King over all things. And even as we left the season of Advent, this longing of waiting, part of that is a remembrance that Christ will come again. And so the next Christmas for us, the next coming of Jesus that we hope for, one of those will one day be his return again to rule and fully redeem all things. May our hope be firmly fixed on our risen King Jesus. Amen.